Many of us can sing today's hymn from memory, "The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want, he maketh me down to lie." The popularity of this type of psalmody goes back to the French reformer Jean Calvin. In his attempt to purify worship, Calvin insisted that only biblical texts be sung, whereas Germany's reformer Martin Luther encouraged his poets to create new texts for their German chorales. Calvin, by contrast, asked his leading poets to put the entire book of Psalms into a strict poetic form so that they could be easily sung as hymns. Now, this was no small task, because when translated, no Psalms verses ever have the same number of syllables, let alone any rhyme scheme. Calvin also insisted that the essence of each psalm verse be retained, and that nothing be left out. This resulted in some rather awkward lines of poetry, but overall, the results are amazing. Calvin's ideas spread into English-speaking areas, creating a demand for these same principles to be applied to the Psalms in English. There were multiple attempts at this, but one in particular gained widespread approval, the Scottish Psalter of 1650. Today's hymn, which is really a metrical psalm, was first set to poetry by Francis Rous, a man with Puritan leanings. His first published version of this was in 1638, and it was included in revised form in 1641, the version approved by the House of Commons in 1643. But soon thereafter, the Calvinists established their own two separate committees of scholars and theologians, instructing them to study each and every word of these metrical poems, diligently comparing them with the Hebrew texts. During their 6 years of laborious work, these committees tended to rewrite everything, but we still give the initial credit to Francis Rous. We now hear this, possibly the most famous of all the metrical psalms in English, "The Lord's My Shepherd," as sung to the tune Crimund, a tune by Miss Jessie Irvine, harmonized by David Grant. This is sung by the Westminster Abbey Choir.